Hey everyone, welcome back to Scrubs and Giggles. I'm Javier, your host with the most, and today we're diving into some jaw-dropping medical surprises. I swear this actually happened to a friend of mine.
Oh boy, here we go. I can already feel the roller coaster of emotions coming on. But seriously, did you know that nearly 12 million adults in the US experience a diagnostic error each year? That's a staggering statistic.
Wow, that's wild. It really makes you think about how important it is to get a second opinion sometimes. I mean, who hasn't had a surprise at the doctor's office? This might sound dumb, but I once thought I had a rare disease when it was just a bad cold.
Right? If med school doesn't break you, the stories will. And speaking of stories, we've got some incredible ones lined up today that'll make you laugh, cry, and maybe even question your own medical knowledge.
Exactly. So listeners, as we kick things off, think about your own experiences with unexpected diagnoses. We'd love to hear your stories.
Yes, please share. It's amazing how one diagnosis can change everything. What knee? Let's get into it. How Neri say sa-am.
All right, let me kick things off with a story that'll knock your socks off. I swear this actually happened to a patient I met during my rounds. So there was this guy, let's call him Dave. For years, he was misdiagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. He was exhausted all the time, but no one could figure out why.
Wow, that's frustrating. I can't imagine living with that kind of uncertainty for so long.
Right? It's like you're already feeling terrible, and then you get labeled with something that doesn't even explain what's happening. What did they eventually find out?
So, after years of going from one doctor to another, Dave finally met a specialist who took a deeper look. Turns out, he had a rare autoimmune disorder that was mimicking all those symptoms. Can you believe it? All those years of feeling like he was losing his mind, and it was just a misread of his body's signals.
That's a huge relief, but also a huge headache. It really highlights how important it is to keep pushing for answers.
Exactly. Persistence pays off. I mean, I've had my own share of misdiagnoses, but nothing like that. I once thought I had a serious illness, and it turned out I just needed to drink more water.
Right on. It's wild how sometimes the simplest solutions are the hardest to find. Anyway, after Dave's diagnosis, he started treatment, and get this, he felt like a new person. It's incredible how a proper diagnosis can change everything.
That's inspiring. It's a reminder that we need to advocate for ourselves and not settle for vague answers.
Totally. I think the takeaway here is that if you feel something's off, don't be afraid to keep asking questions. Your health is worth it.
So, let me share a story that really highlights how tricky diagnoses can be. I had a patient named Sarah who came in with what seemed like a classic case of the flu. Fever, body aches, fatigue. But here's the kicker. She had been feeling this way for weeks.
Oh wow, that's rough. I mean, flu symptoms can be so misleading. What happened next?
Well, after a couple of visits, her doctor decided to run some tests, just to be safe. Turns out Sarah didn't have the flu at all. She actually had a rare autoimmune condition that was mimicking flu-like symptoms. Can you imagine?
No kidding. That's wild. It's like her body was playing a trick on her.
Exactly. The misdiagnosis delayed her treatment for weeks. Once they figured it out, she started on the right medication and, get this, she felt better almost immediately.
That's incredible. But it also shows how important it is to listen to your body. Sometimes what seems common can be something much more serious.
Right on. It's a reminder that we need to advocate for ourselves. If something feels off, don't hesitate to push for answers.
Totally. And I think the takeaway here is that persistence in seeking a diagnosis can truly save lives.
Absolutely. It's all about being your own health advocate. I mean, who else is going to do it for you?
So let's take a quick breather here and recap what we've heard so far. We've shared some wild stories about misdiagnoses that really make you think. It's crazy how something that seems so simple can turn into a medical mystery.
Fair point. The stories of Dave and Sarah really highlight the importance of persistence in seeking answers. Sometimes you have to be your own advocate in the healthcare system.
Right on. I mean, who knew a simple flu could turn into an autoimmune condition? It's a reminder that our bodies can be a bit tricky.
No kidding. And for our listeners, if you've ever experienced something similar, we'd love to hear your stories. Don't hesitate to share your experiences with us.
Speaking of stories, we've got more coming up. Next, we'll dive into a case that had some serious consequences due to a diagnostic error. You won't want to miss it.
Absolutely. It's all about learning from these experiences, right? Let's keep the momentum going. All right, let me share a story that really hits home about the importance of accurate diagnoses. So there was this case I read about. Let's call her Emily. She was a vibrant young woman who started experiencing severe headaches and dizziness. Sounds pretty standard, right? But it turned out to be anything but.
Oh no, what happened? Did they think it was just stress or something?
Exactly. At first, her doctors thought it was just migraines or maybe even anxiety. But after several months of suffering, she finally insisted on more tests. And guess what? They found a brain tumor. Can you imagine all that time she was just told it was all in her head?
That's terrifying. It really shows how crucial it is to listen to your patients. If Emily hadn't pushed for answers, who knows what could have happened?
Right? The lesson here is that persistence pays off. After her diagnosis, she underwent surgery and treatment, and now she's doing great. It's a reminder that we have to be our own advocates in healthcare.
Spot on. It's wild how a little determination can change the course of someone's life.
And it also highlights the need for doctors to take patient concerns seriously. We can't afford to overlook symptoms just because they seem common.
Exactly. So listeners, if you ever feel something's off, don't hesitate to speak up. Your health is too important.
All right, folks, we got a special guest joining us today to share some expert insights on the diagnostic process. Please welcome Dr. Emily Chen, a seasoned physician with years of experience in patient advocacy and diagnosis. Dr. Chen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Javier. I'm excited to dive into this topic. Misdiagnosis is a significant issue in healthcare, and it often stems from a combination of factors, like incomplete patient histories, biases, and sometimes just plain old human error.
That's a fair point. So what are some common pitfalls that you see in diagnosis?
One major pitfall is not taking the patient's symptoms seriously. Sometimes patients present with vague symptoms that don't fit neatly into a box, and it's easy for healthcare providers to overlook them. This can lead to misdiagnoses or delayed diagnoses, which can be detrimental.
That's so true. We've heard stories today that really highlight that. What can patients do to advocate for themselves in situations like this?
Great question, Lily. I always tell my patients to keep a detailed record of their symptoms, including when they started and how they've changed. If something feels off, don't hesitate to ask for further tests or a second opinion. It's your health after all.
Spot on advice. So how do you see technology playing a role in improving diagnostic accuracy?
Technology is a game changer. Tools like AI and telemedicine can help gather more data and provide insights that might be missed in a traditional setting. But it's essential to remember that technology should complement, not replace, the human element of healthcare.
That's a refreshing perspective. It sounds like a balance between tech and personal care is vital. Thanks so much for sharing your insights, Dr. Chen.
All right, it's time for our rapid-fire round. We've got some listener-submitted stories that'll knock your socks off. Let's dive right in.
I'm so excited. What's the first one?
Okay, here's one from Sarah. She wrote in about how she was convinced she had a serious illness because of persistent joint pain. After numerous tests, they found out she was just allergic to her new laundry detergent.
No kidding. That's a classic case of misdiagnosis. It's wild how something so simple can cause such chaos in our bodies.
Right? It's a reminder to always consider the basics first. What's next?
Next up, we have Mike's story. He thought he had a stomach ulcer because of severe pain after meals. Turns out he was just eating way too many spicy tacos.
Oh man, that's hilarious. I can relate to that. Sometimes our love for food can lead us down the wrong path.
This might sound dumb, but I've definitely had my share of taco regrets.
All right, last one. This is from Jenna. She was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, but kept feeling worse. After a year, they discovered she had a vitamin D deficiency.
Wow, that's a big one. It's so important to keep track of our vitamins and nutrition.
For sure. It's a great reminder to listen to our bodies and get those routine checkups.
Spot on. Thanks for sharing your stories, everyone. Keep them coming, and we might feature you next time. Wow, what an episode. We've covered some incredible stories about unexpected diagnoses today. It's amazing how a single misdiagnosis can change someone's entire life journey.
Right on. It's a reminder of how crucial it is to listen to our bodies and advocate for ourselves. We heard from listeners who faced some pretty wild situations, And it just goes to show that health isn't always straightforward.
I loved the stories. They really highlight the importance of persistence. If you feel something's off, don't hesitate to push for answers. Your health is worth it.
Exactly. And let's not forget the role of technology and patient advocacy in improving diagnostic accuracy. It's all about teamwork between patients and healthcare providers.
Speaking of teamwork, we want to encourage our listeners to keep sharing their stories with us. Your experiences can help others navigate their own health journeys.
Yes, please. We love hearing from you. And remember, laughter is a great medicine, so keep your spirits high.
As we wrap up, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. We'll be back next time with more hilarious and insightful stories from the world of med school. Until then, stay curious and keep laughing.
And remember, knowledge is power in healthcare, so keep learning and advocating for yourself. See you next time.